And it is the final Wednesday of the month already. When February has less days, you get to the final Wednesday of February much, much quicker. And we're joined, as always, by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. And good morning, Jason. And let's jump right into it. Update us on the Walnut Street project.
Yeah, this is kind of, well, disappointing in a way, but it's one we've
been
talking
about.
We're
going to start with a disappointment first.
Yes, exactly. Like, just get it out of the way. But this is one we've been working on for the last year or so, and it's still a project that's viable and it's going to happen at some point. But as we are all seeing, there's lots of pressure and lots of money out there, and it's putting pressure on prices, and supply chains aren't great. And sometimes you say, well, what does that have to do with concrete? Well, there's still products that, you know, get shipped and part of the supply chain for that. Steel is in the street. You know, just availability of work right now is really insane. So there's a lot of state and federal dollars getting pumped in the system, which can be good, but it also can be bad. And it doesn't seem to be turning off as I keep getting more and more grant opportunities, which just really, I hate to say this, just makes the problem worse. Mm-hmm. So, you know, things will come around, things will adjust. But anyways, our bid came in just really high. I mean, I think we estimated for that North Walnut project in 8th Street is going to be about $2.6 million, and it came in at about $4.3 million.
Oh, wow. So, that's significant.
Yeah, very significant. And it's one of those, you know, it's kind of like, well, how could it be that far off? Well, obviously, when you're estimating it and you're kind of going along, you are trying to fluff it up. You know the conditions are changing, but it's just really hard to capture. First of all, the contractor, one of the contractors that we had, you know, they had three other projects that they're like, yeah, if we don't get this one, we'll do one of these other three. So there's mm-hmm. just an abundance of work. So they can really, you know,
supply and demand.
Yeah, they can make some profit.
Sure.
And I understand that. Yeah. So that'll be one of those things that, you know, I've been around long enough, and we've all seen the world cycle through that. We'll just wait and hold on until it's prudent, and we'll have to do some band-aiding at times. But to me, that just doesn't make any sense. And I think that you know, the market will adjust, and hopefully projects will dry out. I don't know if that means 6 months from now or 24 months from now, you know, just with the way things are and the way that it just keeps piling on, you know. And you know, and the state's in a different position, or even the feds are in a different position than we are as a municipality or even in the private sector, where, you know, we don't just have,
right,
or I don't feel we do, unlimited funds, you know, mm-hmm. to just go, oh, well, let's just do that anyways, you
right.
know. And the state, you know, they might say, hey, we're going to accomplish, you know, 70 projects across the state with our, you know, billions of dollars that we have, but if the prices go up, then it just ends up being, when it's all said and done, they just got 50 done.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
I think they just kind of accept that, and that's what it is. So it's frustrating. I mean, it's great to get, you know, some state projects done and what they're doing, but it does, flooding the market with limited contractors, it is just putting a lot of pressure on. Mm. It's going to be really interesting for the municipalities how we're going to get some of these big projects done, at least in the next, you know, near term, you
yeah.
know, so.
Absolutely.
So anyway, so that's kind of a bummer on that side of it. But like I said, perseverance is a big kind of a life word for me. So we'll just keep hitting away at it mm-hmm. and keep trying. And so we'll get there at some point.
Perseverance and patience, I would think,
yeah,
would be
patience.
Another one.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, yep, exactly. Yeah.
Solar project, how's that going?
Yeah, so on a positive note, that is, you know, that one kind of snuck in at the right time. I think we ended up getting a really good deal on that, just from the scuttle that I'm hearing, just because, again, same thing. Lots of steel, lots of wire, lots of things in there that are getting pressure on it for higher prices, and we're kind of locked in. So that one started this week. So there'll be a lot of, things going on kind of out in the south end of town, and probably a week of a lot of little tapping, pounding noises. They put all the little steel structure in, but mm-hmm. That'll be a really good project, and I think that'll be a really good long-term play. And I think you're seeing that in your life with energy costs. Again, been around for a while, you know, a lot of times it's not really long-term, you know, but there can be some pressure, and we're already seeing that at the gas pump, but we're seeing that on our natural gas bill, and mm-hmm. we're seeing it even on the power side. I mean, our power costs are probably about a penny higher a kilowatt this year than they were last year. Now we're sitting a lot better. I was comparing that to some cities in our group. We've got about 15 cities in our group, and I think we had the third lowest increase over last year. So mm-hmm. we're, we're we've done all right. Our portfolio is hanging in there, and there's some that were up, you know, 60%, 70%, 80%, you know, so that's a pretty substantial increase. And again, that's just kind of the, you know, all the stuff that goes to make your power is all feeling pressure everywhere. And then, you know, you have things going on across overseas that
Lots
I'd rather not talk about because I don't know anything about it really, but rhymes with Musha. And that doesn't help anything. So I think the solar farm in the long run, it's not, like I said before, it's not something we're going to rely on 100%. It's there to, as a play for those high price power peaks. And I think in the long run, that thing will really pay off and at least give us a better position than otherwise would have been. Right. So, you know, we're not going to see that effect right away. We got to get it in. We got to pay for it. We got to use it. But in the long run, I think, you know, I'm hoping, you know, in that 3 to 5 to 7 years down the road, it'll be like, well, I'm glad we did that.
Right. So. Got about 60 seconds left. I know you want to cover a couple of quick little projects. Maybe.
Yeah, we got South Highway 14. That'll be happening this spring. I don't have a firm date yet on that, but there'll be some construction down there. That should be a pretty short project. We put in for a grant for North Highway 14, so hopefully we can get some money there to do that north part that we've done over the past few years. And otherwise, yeah, we're just moving along, getting ready for the summer to get some more projects done.
Yeah, it's always something, right?
Yeah, it is, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, did you celebrate Happy Tuesday yesterday? It was Tuesday. It was 2/22/22.
Yeah.
And it was Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be that way the rest of the month. It's going to be, you know, 2/22/26, you know, it's going to be what they call a palindrome, you know, or whatever.
Yeah,
it's backwards,
right.
You know, so
yeah,
20, yeah, yeah. So it's going to be, yeah.
Just pretty crazy.
Pretty fun, I guess.
I guess.
Won't ever happen again, right?
It would be, yeah, the next one will be 3/30. No, it can't be 33. We wouldn't have 33 days.
It'll be
3/3/33, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it was kind of interesting seeing that yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was too dumb enough to figure it out while it was actually 2/22/22 until today.
Yeah.
So that's how I roll. Running behind the curve.
Way to go.
Like normal. I know. Jason Rabia, City Manager of Beloit, thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you the last Wednesday of March.
Alrighty.
Hopefully it'll be a little warmer next time I see you. That is Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Our current temperature is a whopping, wait for it, 0 degrees on this Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KDNS Downs, Beloit, Kansas. Community Matters, brought to you, as always, by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.